It's always a tough Monday when the Packers lose. It's really tough around here today. Micah Parsons lost for the season. And what does that mean for the rehab? What does that mean for if he's likely to be back at the beginning of next season? Well, we've got the guy. Dr. Jake Bowens is an orthopedic surgeon at Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin. Hey, Dr. Jake, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with the injury and what you saw. When you look at that video and you see his knee kind of going one way and him going the other way, take us inside what you see happening to that knee when you watch the video.
Yeah, so what I was seeing when I watched it live, also when I looked at going back at the videos, I see a non-contact injury where the bottom of his leg is going one direction and the top of his leg is going the other. We kind of call that a pivot shift mechanism. And typically that is when we talk about non-contact injuries and we see that, we're certainly worried about the ACL. And unfortunately, our fears were confirmed when the reports came out that he did tear his ACL.
Dr. Jake, how helpful is it for you as a doctor or doctors with the Packers to be able to have video like that?
I mean, it's certainly something that's nice to look back on when we're kind of questioning what's going to happen. But obviously, he's getting an MRI and he's getting the best care. That's certainly the next step. But it allows us to kind of think about what potential other associated injuries may factor in to his recovery process.
You know, they're going to want to do the surgery as soon as possible so that he can get back on the football field as soon as possible after he begins the rehab as soon as possible. What sort of factors go into deciding when he can have the surgery, like if it can be tomorrow or we need to wait a week? How does that evaluate it?
Yeah, so typically people who tear their ACLs, we tend to make all these patients, whether professional athletes or just kind of your weekend warrior, they need to get all their motion back and they need to get all their swelling gone. So typically that takes anywhere between 2 to 4 weeks. Certainly a professional athlete like Micah Parsons is probably going to be having around-the-clock rehab. So he'll likely get his sooner than the average person, but typically those criteria need to be met to proceed with surgery.
I thought I read that they're hoping Patrick Mahomes could have his surgery by the end of the week. That seems out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly quick, but again, you know, these guys probably have therapists living in their home at this moment, and realistically, when your job is to, you know, be a professional athlete, this is sort of his job now to get back to recovery, and they'll do everything in their power to get his swelling and motion back to have surgery done as soon as possible, because with these guys, we want to set the clock and get back to the field.
For Parsons' rigorous position, what is the worst-case scenario for how long it will take for him to get better and the best-case scenario?
Well, I tend to tell people after ACL injuries, you know, you're looking at 9 months to a year typically. There certainly are professional athletes who have gotten back quicker. I mean, they're very highly motivated and they have the best team surrounding them. The other thing that might factor into this, and what we don't really know, but the news reports talk about just being an ACL injury, we don't know whether there's a meniscus injury or any other soft tissue structure injury about the knee, which might slow things down. But I think we're looking at usually best case scenario in these ACL injuries about 9 months, and it can be up to a year.
Will this hurt his explosiveness or his mobility or change his game at all once he recovers?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, these guys rehab so effectively, and they're, you know, for pardon a better term, they're freaks. At their craft, and they tend to get back to where they were going through the rehab process.
So they were talking about next October would be probably the time when he'd be able to come back. Do you think that that's reasonable?
Yeah, I mean, doing math in my head, that's about 9 months. I mean, certainly this is going to be a big focus in his off season is rehabbing and getting back. I mean, I think best case scenario would be certainly October. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it take a little bit longer. You know, our buddy Christian Watson took just a little bit longer than 9 months, but yeah, obviously, you know, answering your question before, he's pretty explosive. So it's certainly possible to get back to where he is now.
Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Jake Bowens, is with us on WTMJ. So once he's done the rehab, once he's back on the field, is he more likely to re-injure it than a guy to injure his who's never had the injury? Is there a weakness in there? Is there a propensity that maybe this could happen again, or is that not how this works?
Well, it certainly could happen again. The part of the rehab process and when it's time to say you are ready to get back to full contact sports and athletics is proving that that operated on extremity is similar in strength to the other uninjured extremity. So typically that lowers your chance of re-tear. Typically in the literature, these report anywhere between 2 to 4% re-tear rates. And they're just as likely potentially almost to injure their other extremity. But, the very low re-tear rates if rehabbed appropriately, and I have the best confidence that he will rehab appropriately.
That's really low. How many calls did you get during the Packers game when this happened?
I didn't get any. I was watching with a bunch of my buddies, and I kind of knew right away. And I told them, and they obviously had words for me.
But he's only 26 years old. Does that bode well for him?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the younger we are, the easier it is to rehab from some of these injuries. But like I said, he's a professional athlete. He's going to have the best hands working on him. He's going to get the best rehab and the best care. So I'm not terribly worried. It's just, obviously a bummer for the rest of the season. And then depending on when he can get back.
How many of these surgeries have you done, Jake, a comparable surgery to what he'll have?
I've probably done, in my own practice, probably close to 100, and then in training several hundred more. So quite a few.
Wow.
When you're dealing with a world-class athlete, is there a different level of pressure? I shouldn't have asked the question that way, because everybody's going to say, we give everybody the best treatment. I mean, I treat the fat guy from blah, blah, blah as much as I treat the... But is there a different sort of pressure when it's a world-class athlete whose knee is in your hands?
Well, certainly. Obviously he's going to be on TV, and the performance is related to the surgeon doing a good job, which I have every confidence that whoever they choose to operate on will do a good job. But those are always in our back of our mind. But like you said, we try to treat everybody the same. I'm not worried about him. It's a bummer for the season.
What are the emotions behind it, especially when you're treating someone for that exact injury? They do the surgery, and then you meet with them afterwards, and they want to get back to their sport. Psychologically, what is it like when you talk to them?
Well, you bring up a really good point. There is a pretty significant psychological factor related in the recovery of this, right? I mean, a lot of people sometimes when they're delaying getting back to a sport, they're really timid. And they're kind of worried about re-injuring it. And that's certainly something that goes into the recovery process. I mean, there's lots of sports psychologists who help people through this exact problem. I mean, Micah Parsons has been participating in athletics at a high level, probably the majority of his life. And it always is tough on somebody. It's very frustrating when you have this period of time where you can't do that. And you're really just trying to get back to where you were. So, yeah, that's a very good point. There's a psychological component, but, again, he's got everybody around him that's going to make this seamless.
I want to ask you about the surface, because a lot of criticism goes into teams that play on artificial turf, that's tougher, it's grippier, it's worse for your joints, your knees and your ankles. This happened on natural grass. The field didn't seem to be in terrible shape. Then you got all these guys that are playing pickleball on that little gritty court, like your boss there, Brandon, who's on the pickleball court all the time. How much of a factor is the surface? Like, those are three different surfaces in how the knee does when we have to pivot or lunge.
Yeah, I mean, people have looked at this before, and honestly, I don't know how to quote this appropriately, but I want to think that being on natural grass tends to be a little bit better because you have the ability to kind of twist out of something on the grass as opposed to turf where you might get stuck. But realistically, I don't think this has really kind of played out as making a huge difference in whether they have an injury or not.
Are there any warning signs? Is there anything that Micah could have known before this happened where he could have known that it was weak or that could have happened?
I mean, unlikely in this situation. An ACL injury typically is you're functioning great and then you have this pivot mechanism that overrides the ACL and causes it to tear. Typically, these are without warning signs. I mean, certainly things like an Achilles injury, you tend to have warning signs of previous pain, but not for something like this.
Have you ever had an orthopedic surgery yourself?
I have, yeah.
What?
I had a meniscus injury when I was in college.
Could you imagine if he did it on himself?
That would be incredible. You'd really be a beast, Dr. Jake, if you could do your own surgery.
Well, I wasn't a surgeon back then, so I wouldn't have trusted myself.
He is Dr. Jake Bowens at the Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin. The website is OHOW.com. Great perspective, Dr. Jake. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.